understand what worship is and how to worship, it become a power in your life. Matthew chapter 15. I want to explain some things about worship to you at the beginning here. Number one, worship is the ability to change the atmosphere. No matter what you're going through, no matter what pressure, no matter what scenario is going on, situation, circumstances, if you really learn how to worship God in spirit and truth, it will change the atmosphere. You have anything you want changed today? Amen. You're going to find out that worship make prayer and faith works.
Yes.
Worship make your prayer and your faith work more powerfully. Another thing the Lord spoke to me, worship will mark you with blessing the rest of your life. If you really become a true worshiper, it will mark you, M-A-R-K-U. With blessing the rest of your life. There's no way that a person worship God and not be blessed. Worship is recognizing his sovereignty. It's recognizing his greatness. It's recognizing his majesty. And when one learns to worship God by honoring the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the only one that can cause you to worship God in spirit and truth. You got that? So all true worshipers is constantly marking themselves for greater blessing. I wish somebody would hear me. Yeah. So that's why I want to train you in worship. You become marked. God, you remember what the scripture said in John 4? For the Father seeketh such to worship him. To worship him in how? In spirit and truth. Those persons whom the Father find worshiping him are the person that the Father will keep marking with blessing. Amen? I agree with that, don't you? Worship is standing in the presence of God, knowing and acknowledging who he is. Worship is standing in the presence of God, just you and God, by yourself, just you and God, knowing and acknowledging who he is. Father, you're the greatest. Nobody else I know like you. You've done so much for me. I just want to say thank you, sir. I couldn't have gotten where I am if it wasn't for you. See, it's knowing that he did it. That's what. Don't ever forget he did it. Don't ever forget any blessing that you enjoy. Don't ever forget any level and hike you go to. Don't ever forget it's God who did it. And when you know that, and when you stand in his presence and acknowledge to him, and worship him and thank him for what he done, then you are in worship. Worship also is not only worship is standing in the presence of God, knowing and acknowledging who he is. And I want to give you this before I read the text. We've got a powerful text this morning, a powerful statement a woman made about worship, a powerful shifting a woman made in her life by knowing how to worship God. Her prayer didn't get through, her faith wasn't getting through, so she turned to worship and ignite her faith and ignited her prayer. Her prayer wasn't getting through. Her faith wasn't getting through. She turned to worship. Somebody gonna find a secret out here this morning. See, it might be something you've been praying about. It might be something you've been praying about. It might be something you've been trying to use your faith on and it haven't broke through yet. This morning, the Lord is going to show you how to empower your faith and how to empower your prayer with worship. Wow. Wow, man, that worship trip now. You got to listen to what I'm saying now, because, see, a lot of times we're asking God for things and don't seem like we can get an answer. And a lot of times we release our faith, it still don't seem we can get an answer. But worship empowers your faith. Worship gives your faith a greater dimension of spiritual force. Worship lubricates your prayer in the realm of the Spirit. The all of the Holy Ghost lubricates your prayer when you worship God. I wish I had somebody listening. This is powerful, man. You know, how many of y'all believe in God for some things? All right. How many of y'all pray and ask God for some things? You just about to ignite that with greater power. Worship is standing in the presence of God, knowing and acknowledging who he is and thanking him in spirit and truth for the privilege. And thanking him. Lord, I'm so thankful that I'm not too stupid to worship you. Lord, I'm so thankful I'm not so crazy to believe I've done this all by myself. I'm so thankful that I know I have to worship you and thank you because you brought me this far. It's a privilege. It's a privilege to worship God. I remember a saying that was said many years ago, 30, 40 years ago. What a privilege to bring everything to the Lord in prayer. You remember that statement? The Lord, in my meditation, showed me something. He said, oh, what a privilege to bring everything to the Lord in worship, prayer, and faith. Oh, what a privilege. I promise you, anything you need to accomplish, come on now. Anything you need to accomplish in life, if you bring it before the Lord in worship, prayer, and faith, the Lord got to give it up. The Lord set himself for you to set him up. The Lord wants you to set him up. Set him up to do something for you out of the ordinary. And he have given you ways to set him up. It's a setup. If I truly get to worship God in spirit and truth, and in prayer and release my faith, it's a setup. God have set himself up to do for me what I release into his realm. Worshiping God means taking off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. Did you get that?
Yes.
What? Remember God told Moses at that burning bush, take off your shoe, for you're standing on holy ground. When you get in the presence of God and begin to lift him and recognize without him, you're nothing. But with him, you're everything. And begin to glorify him for the blood and for the cross and for the kingdom and for the word of God and for Jesus and for his goodness and for his mercy and for his grace. Everything changes. The problem is we don't want to take our shoes off. We think our shoes brought us there. No, but it was him. You had Matthew 15, right? Hold it. I'm gonna say two more things before I read to you because it's gonna be so powerful when we read it, and what the Lord revealed about it, it's gonna change your life. But you got to listen very carefully to this next statement because you'll miss it because it's so powerful it seems unreal what I'm about to say to you now about you as a believer. Worship releases our God-given stewardship dominion over the earth, Satan, and the world system. Worship releases our God-given now you never heard this statement before, stewardship dominion over the earth, Satan, and the world system. Worship bring the realization back to your heart who you really are. Did you hear that? Worship bring the realization to your heart who you really are. You don't know who you are until you get in the presence of God. You don't know who you are until you have acknowledged God enough for God to acknowledge you. What is worship? Worship lift your sonship. Worship lift you as a daughter with right to what the Father had. Good God Almighty. And then right prior to reading the scripture, there's another one I want to give you about worship. So when we're going this, you're going to see this girl doing all of this. She's a Syrophoenician woman. She's just like the woman in the fourth chapter of John. She's not of the Jewish race. The woman we read about last week, that Samaritan at the well in John chapter 4, she was a Samaritan. So the racial barrier had to be dealt with. Only God can deal with racial barrier. Only the Holy Ghost can deal with racial barrier. And he broke it. He broke it for the Samaritan woman, and he broke it for the Syrophoenician woman, both times. Worship removes all racial barriers and give us the spirit of oneness under God. Y'all robbed me this morning. Are you hearing this? This is powerful stuff. Worship from the Holy Ghost, you understand? Worship remove all racial barriers and give us the spirit of oneness under God. Let's read, and I'll come back to some more principles. Let's read here in Matthew 15 this lesson, and let's see this lesson, because this woman's going to use prayer. Racism issue is going to come up. That's a block. Her prayer didn't get through. The disciples didn't understand what she wanted, so they asked the Lord to send her away. She prayed. God didn't say a word. Jesus didn't even answer a word. But now I want you to notice and read, she's going to keep calling him Lord. You can't keep calling him Lord and he's not going to do something. She called him the Lord at least three times. She called him Lord. No matter what he said, she kept calling him Lord, because you know he is Lord, right? And you have to always project, always admit that Jesus is Lord. Now watch this story. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed in the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Here we go, verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan, see, she's mocking her racial issue, came out of the same coast and cried. What she did?
Cried.
Cried unto him. Crying didn't do no good. Y'all been crying the last 50 years. Crying didn't do no good. You Christian, I was crying in the morning, she was saying. I just crying, but I know crying wasn't going to get an answer. I got to worship God. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me. What's she call him?
O Lord,
thy son of David. Now, she didn't even have a right to use that term, but she used it. Thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with what? Oh, Lord, when you got a devil, you got a problem. When a devil get in your family, a devil get in one of your family members, you got a problem. A devil getting one of the people in your home. You got a devil in your home. You got a problem. I understand with this woman. Lord, my daughter got a devil. She probably cut up. You just messed the family all up when one of the family members get a devil. I just want to see how crucial is what this woman crying. You must have never had no devil in your house. You don't know how important people. I've seen people who need deliverance, man. They had somebody in the house that just disturbed the house all the time. You can't sleep. You can't sleep when the devil got a poison. You think this woman never had a good night's sleep. This girl had a devil. See, people don't believe in demons. But they exist. Grievously vexed with a devil. Now, look at verse 23. I want to make a statement here. The Holy Spirit prompted me to make this statement. Don't ever give up when you approach God. Keep on what? What is this? Come on, talk to me now. See, some of y'all right now, because I got to minister to you, and thousands of people minister by internet and Roku. Listen to me. If you ask him for something and he haven't answered you, keep on knocking. I found out in Guatemala that a coffee plant, that coffee is one of the industries over there, a coffee plant don't give no coffee till after 4 years after it planted. Y'all want God to answer everything yesterday. They have to plant that coffee plant and wait 4 years before it produces anything. Y'all want manifestation every 3 days. than the man. The tree had been in the ground for 3 years and had produced nothing. And the Lord said, cut it down. And the man said, give me one more year to fertilize it and work with it. Then if it don't produce nothing in this fourth year, we're going to cut it down. See, that's a parallel between that coffee plant and those 4 years. I believe if you got something going on for 4 years, if nothing happened to it, you need to cut it down. You've been courting a man 4 years and he ain't never asked you to marry him. You need to cut him down. He got a ring or something. Give me a Cracker Jack ring or something. 4 years, man. That's a lot of time in your life, man. I hope I got somebody in trouble. I hope I got somebody in trouble this morning. So like Terry Dunbar, he come tell me, he talking about, Pastor, I'm praying about it. Woman got 3 or 4 children for him. He said he praying about it. I said, get on out of my office and go get a ring, boy. Yeah. The woman got 4 kids for you and you ask me what the Lord is saying. Want me to pray with you? We ain't got nothing to pray about. You got 4 babies. Man. Now this woman had prayed. It seemed like Jesus was cold here. See, sometimes the Lord is trying to teach you a lesson. He don't answer you right away. He wants you to come a little deeper toward him. And so he wants you to spend a little more time before him about this. Sometimes he don't answer you all the way. Now this woman, you determine whether you get your answer or not. Wow. God does not determine whether you get your answer. See, you got to understand the power of worship. I'm trying to get you to understand that. You determine if you're going to get your answer. Amen. Amen? Amen? Has anybody been helped yet?
Yes, sir.
See, the elders, you say, you don't come when you want him. But he always on time. I guess your father would use that. Your father would use that, right? All right, look at the next verse now. And the woman cried out, right? But he answered her not a word. Jesus didn't answer her a word. And his disciple, then to add insult to injury, and his disciple came and besought him, said, now the woman got a child with a devil, then prayed, cried, sent her away. Well, she cries after us. I'm tired of all this noise. Sent her away. You gone already. You got offended. You operating in weak faith. You've left already. Just because they haven't answered you, just instantly. Now you're all upset. Yeah. Offended. Let the disciples decide how your prayer going to come out. I've been there. Huh? You ever got upset? You prayed and God didn't answer you fast enough? Have you ever got upset? Don't sit there and lie to me. God, what you going to do about this? Then Jesus added to it, verse 24. But he answered and said, I'm not sent unto you. It's a race issue. I'm not sent to you. I'm sent to the Jew. Sometimes you got to take your breakthrough with God. Yeah, you sent to me. You got to talk to him. Yeah, you sent to me. I don't care whether you don't know it, Lord. I know it. You sent to me. But he answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 25. There it is. She prayed. She abused her faith. She have cried. 10 words changed the whole scenario. Verse 25. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Will you park in verse 25 and learn a lesson of a lifetime? Something God has for you, you haven't received yet because of verse 25. Don't ask him for nothing no more. It's a time to not ask him again. Just glorify him and just praise him and just worship him and say, Lord, I'm not going to leave you. Whether you give it to me or not, I know you the one. Whether you bless me or not, I'm going to still worship you because I know you Lord of Lords and you King of Kings. And if anybody can do it, you can do it. But if you decide that I don't need it, I'm still going to worship you. You must not serve God for what you can get out of him. You must serve him for who he is. If you serve him for who he is, you're listening? You can get everything he has. Wow. If you serve God and worship God for who he is, you can have everything he has. I'm almost through. Listen, watch this now. Watch this verse 25. Verse 25 in my man text. Understanding the power of worship. Your prayer not working. Your faith not working. Your tears not working. It needs some extra spiritual power. And the extra spiritual power is in. Lift your hand a minute. I don't want you to forget this. The most powerful move that you can make in the spirit world is worship him. Yes. Write that down. The most powerful, because you're going to need this. The most powerful move you can make in the spirit world is worship God. Worship is an act of surrender. Worship is an act of submission. Worship is an admittance that I can't do this myself. Worship is an acknowledgement that I'm not by myself. Worship take the hook off a blessing. Some of you right under my voice today. Going to use worship and change your position. You have prayed. You have said. You have confessed. You have cried. You have said, Lord, I release my faith. You have studied the word of God. But yet nothing is not moving right in the spirit world. He's calling you to worship. Woo! I said, the reason he has not answered you, he is calling you to trust him in worship. That thing haven't changed yet. That thing haven't gotten no better. It's because he's not going to answer your prayer now. He's not going to answer your word, your confession now. He's calling you to a higher level in the spirit world because worship is higher than prayer. Worship is higher than faith. Worship is higher than anything you can do. So there's a time God got to let you know you're not high enough. You're just asking me for stuff. You're just asking me for stuff. Stuff ain't no problem for you to have stuff. It's easy to have stuff. I want you to have me. If I give you the stuff first, you're never going to have me. Because this world is going to take you away from me. But if you get me first, Bible says you'll be grounded and rooted in Christ, in the things of God. So maybe some of your answers have not come yet because you have spent enough time not asking for nothing, not praying about nothing, not crying about nothing, just looking up to him and telling him, I know every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light in whom no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I just come to tell you, I know you're the Most High God. I want to praise you. I want to acknowledge, I know you made the world and everything therein. I know there's no power, political power, money power, no other power greater than you. And I just want to worship you for being the Most High God. That's what he's calling you to do. Your flesh will cry like a baby when you start worshiping God. Your flesh knows it's about to lose ground. Your senses go to rattling. When you go to worshiping God, everything looks like all your bones try to start hurting because they know they're about to lose their position and they're going to have to submit to God. Lift your hand and worship him right now. That's all he's looking for. He'll change your situation. He'll bless you so much. Every time you lift your hand and heart toward heaven, God mark you for another blessing. Woo! God marking you for another blessing. Every time you lift your hand and your heart toward heaven, God mark you for another blessing. Tell your neighbor you've been marked for blessing this morning. You may be seated. You may be seated. Give me my last 19 minutes here. You may be seated. The lights went out on me and go out of Marla. Now I ain't gonna have this going on everywhere. In Jesus' name. I had to preach a whole hour on something with no mic, no Bible, no light, nothing. Just kept on preaching. And I really learned it since he mentioned it. I learned that from Kenny Copeland. Kenny Copeland said, if the light go out, he said, it's going to get dark. Don't stop. Keep on preaching. All right, you may be seated. Now, after all this, I want you to see the before and after. The before worship and the after worship. What I said? And I had prayer. She cried out, running into a racial problem, running into disciples that don't want her to be falling behind them. And then Jesus said to her, I'm not said to you. Yeah, you said to me. Yeah, you're going to answer me. I'm going to stay here until I get an answer. The Lord loved that tenacity and boldness. Knowing it's your rights. See, God don't have a right to refuse me. God does not have a right to keep from me what belonged to me. Yes. He does not have a right. Y'all getting scared. Y'all scared of God. That's y'all problem. No, he said, a fear of the Lord at the beginning of the womb, that's reverence for him. That's respect and honor for what he will do if you line up with his word. I'm in alignment with God, so therefore I expect God to get in alignment with me. It's easy to be blessed. It's easy to have your cup running over. It's easy to have plenty of money. You know I'm going to say it sooner or later, right? Just align your agenda up with God's agenda and praise him every day of your life.
Yes, sir.
And you know, son, I don't know if you can make that invitation, but I'm not inviting you to a greasy spoon and a little old place. You know, you're gonna be satisfied. You're gonna be in your environment. I'm just happy that God can have something that everybody can enjoy. You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody want to go to no greasy spoon. I was in a town one time. They talking about, I said, man, where we going out here? We getting all the pretty houses. We passing them up right here. You remember that? Where you at? You remember that, honey? I said, man, all them nice places we passed, we going deeper and deeper. Like we about to get out of. I said, man, you're not taking me to a greasy spoon, are you? He said, no, I'm not. When I got there, the grease was floating. Like the Nile River. I said, man, I can't eat this. I'm trying to live a few more years. Come on, this soul food. Man, I don't want no soul grease. Sit down. Let me try to tell you. I see all the doctors saying, amen. Look at verse 25. Read it with me. Then, now, you got to remember what then is there for. Then is therefore it's time to make another move. Got it? Now, see, when you read in the Bible, when it said then, you got to know what then is therefore, because something had to come before then for then to become then. So I want you to see what happened before worship and what happened after worship. Are you here? What happened before worship and what happened after worship? Now, let's read the 25th verse. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, now all these folks up in here, I couldn't hear you. Some of y'all reading with your eyes. When I say read, I'm not talking about reading with your eyes.
Yeah.
I want you to verbalize this because it's going to help us to see what the Holy Spirit wants. We need to make a loud noise in your reading this voice, because these 10 words is about to shift your life. These 10 words about to show you how to increase your prayer life, how to increase your faith, how to increase your ability to get in the presence of God. Don't you want to know that?
Yes.
The Holy Spirit revealed me in teaching on worship, and I'm teaching on worship a good while, in the aspect of, and I got a lot of definition for worship, but I'll give them later on, a lot of definition. But these 10 words is bringing you into a new spiritual altitude. Your spiritual life this morning in this very building, if you hear the Spirit of God, is about to bring you to another level. You will be seeing answers that men will not understand how you're getting those answers. Your worship, matter of fact, worship invokes God's presence more than anything else. This Syrophoenician woman is about to show us one of the greatest secrets we ever seen in the mysteries of the kingdom of God. If you know how to worship him, he can't leave you out. All right? So would you help me read it? Because I want you to help me read it. I want you to help me read it. Help me. Want you help me? Because in helping me, you're going to be helping yourself. I want the Holy Spirit to imprint this on your heart, that more than anything, God have made you for his worship. He know you got to pray. He told you to pray. And he know you got to use your faith and all that, but God made you to worship him. Come on now, sit down, write that down. God made me to worship him. See, because we wouldn't have the scripture be wrong. Say, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. So he's not really seeking for prayers. He got a lot of prayers. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. He got a lot of that already. I mean, it's just like an echo in heaven. Lord, if you don't move it, you see. But no, he's looking for somebody to just say, Lord, I don't want nothing but you. May I tell you a secret? You can't ever get God by himself. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it, man. You missed that. You missed that. Look at you saying that. You can't ever say, God, all I want is you. You can't ever get him by himself. He can't separate himself from his goodness. He can't separate himself from his grace. He can't separate himself from his love. He cannot even separate himself from abundance. In case you don't know, he's everything. Delight yourself in the Lord. But what the scripture said? What do you do? Oh, he didn't say delight yourself in the desires of your heart. Did he? What did he say? Oh, where the desires of my heart come from? I'm delighting myself in the Lord. Because the Lord can't come without the desires of my heart. Look like we've been on the wrong end.
Yeah.
We've been messing around with the desire.
Right.
Trying to delight ourselves with the desire.
Yeah.
You delight yourself in him.
Yeah.
Many times I've gone before God, I don't want nothing. I tell you, I don't want nothing. You're just about giving me everything I wanted. I don't want nothing. I just want you. Hallelujah. I tell him, hallelujah. Just let me see you move your hand a little bit, Lord. That's all I want to see. Because I know if his hand moves, his hand always moves with Bless you. Y'all won't let me preach up here anymore. I got to close, man. Woo! Got to get a little of this country out of me, you know. Hallelujah. Ready? Let's read it. Verse 25. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Now, I want you all to respect grammar now. You need to pause. We're going to need a punctuation mark because I want this to stick closely. Ready? Then came she and worshiped him. Oh. Not them.
Him.
She wasn't even concerned about the disciples. They running their mouth. Y'all ain't got what I want. So don't y'all get stuck on men. Worship him. Don't get stuck on me. I ain't got it. Worship him. Notice nobody else. That woman wasn't thinking about them disciples. She ain't worshiped neither one of them. Why? She knew they were not in control of the blessing she need. No man is in control of the blessing that I need. God, God Almighty. I'm glad about you because man will mess you up. I'm glad about it. Man will mess you up. No man is in control of my blessing. There are people follow behind people. Just follow behind people. They're in worse trouble than you.
Amen.
Where we stopped at? All right, let's go. Saying, stop. Saying. What she say here is important. And it seemed like she didn't say it one time. She like she kept on saying it. She behind our worship now. In worship sometimes you keep saying the same thing over and over. You are the greatest. 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 Just keep saying the same thing over and over. Come on, let's read. Lord. Oh, oh, Lord. You got a comment in your Bible?
Yes.
Supposed to stop then. Lord. Salah. Pause and think about that. What she call him?
Lord.
Now notice in verse 22, she called him Lord. In verse 27, she called him Lord again. In the verse we're reading, she called him Lord. See, that's the way you study the Bible. And then she said on the end what?
Help me.
How many of y'all need help? If you don't have your hand up, you desperately need help. You think you got it made without God, boy, you need help. Now watch what happened on the other side of worship. You may be seated. I got 6 minutes. You may be seated. But he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, truth. You telling the truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. But I got something else to say. Yet the dogs eat of the crumb which fall from their master's table. Yeah, we got in verse 28, we got then again.
Yeah.
Worship have changed this thing, boy. Then Jesus answered and said to her, oh woman, only two people in the Bible that God declared they had great faith. Oh woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee, ooh, Jesus. Do you see what it's saying? Not as I will. Be it. Who want that? Who want that up here? Be it unto thee as thou will. Why? Because your will, I know because of your worship, is connected to my will. So you can have what you want. This morning, I want you to realize that Jesus was not only talking to that woman. Every person under the sound of my voice. Jesus said, if you worship me right, you're going to bring me to the point to tell you, have it as thy will. Oh, man, y'all know. No, it didn't get across good enough. We got tunnel vision here. We need to expand our vision because this thing is so important. I got to close, but look, this thing is so important. Listen, the Holy Ghost said, tell him I'm not just talking to that woman. I'm talking to this whole house. Whoever followed the principle that this woman followed, I'm finally going to get to a point to say to them. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, woman, great is thy faith. What made our faith great? Worship. Worship exalted her faith. Worship exalted her tears. Worship exalted her prayer. You know, somebody in y'all ought to be telling me, Pastor, I got my answer. You know, somebody ought to, you do all the other stuff, holler out. Won't you holler this out? Pastor, I got my answer. I mean, you don't have your answer now. I can't help you. Listen to me. Once that woman worshiped God in verse 25, 10 words, call him Lord, and then she said on the end, then she went back to the help me again. But see, that help me now is not the same help me. Help me on the other side of worship arrest God. God cannot turn his attention nowhere else on that type of help me. Because that help me have already acknowledged you can help me. Because in her worship, she has acknowledged that nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible for you. Wrap your possibility around my inability. I can't get my daughter free, but I need a sweeping anointing. You have come to church this morning and find out how God, through worship, you can get to the position that God has said to you, be it unto thee even as thy will. Underline it, everybody, please. Sit down a minute. I'm going to let you go. Be it unto thee. You have so much come in grip with me and my will that I trust you to have anything you want. I'm almost there. I'm on, but God just trusts me with stuff. He just give me pretty stuff, nice stuff, make me comfortable, make me enjoy myself. And Christian get mad about it. Stupid, look, he's showing you what you can have. Don't get upset because I'm blessed. Dog it. Let that. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Money cometh unto me now. The money just keep on coming. The money, just see that? There it is right there. Money just keep on coming. You know what? I got my 6th championship ring the other night. Now name them. Dallas Cowboys. Boston Red Sox.
We got the Indianapolis Colts.
You
got the Ohio State Big Ten Championship.
Ohio State Big Ten Championship.
Ohio State National Championship.
And I have an Aloha Bowl. Now find me somebody with all them type of rings from all them different championships. You know how them rings came? God can get anything from anywhere through anybody to me at any time. And here come the championship ring. Sit down and raise your hand. Sit down and raise your hand. Sit down and raise your hand. I'll finish this. Now think about some of the things. Somebody get up and tell me what you learned. Come on. Somebody get up. Tell me something you learned. Look at your note. Quickly. All right. God made you to worship him. Yes. Yes. The most powerful move, she says, she can make is to worship God. Let that be imprinted on your spirit.
Worship will mark you with blessings for the rest of your life.
Wow! You're preaching now, boy.
Worship is an admission that I can't do this by myself.
I can't do it by myself.
Worship
lubricates my prayer. Say it again.
Worship
brings realization to my heart who I really am. Woo! You got it, boy.
You can't ever get God by himself.
You understand that statement? Yeah, when he come, he bring the whole package. Denise, I love it. Let me holler again. Wow! Yes, sir. We got the answer for racism this morning. The answer for racism is that you have to be in the spirit and in truth or your flesh is going to come out on you. I say you have to be in spirit or truth. Or your flesh gonna come out on you? What mama and them taught you?
The Lord wants you to set him up to bless you.
Worship, set the Lord up. Set the Lord up. Never give up.
Worship increases prayer, life, faith, ability to get before God.
Now you don't want you to forget that one. Worship increase, enhance, empowers your prayer life and your faith life.
Worship will change
your position.
Worship releases our God-given stewardship demand over the earth, Satan, and the world.
Now that's a powerful statement, what she said there, because we have a stewardship dominion over everything, and worship enlightens us and empowers us. And the psalmist said,